This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you want to join us, the number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160 in the studio tonight. It's Ian
and Cody.
You can join us online as well over at freetalklive.com. If you've missed a moment of the show, it's not a problem. You can just go and click and download to your heart's content. We have archives that go back for many years. And by the way, Free Talk Live has now been here in New Hampshire for exactly 15 years today.
Oh, really?
Yeah. We moved here in, it was Labor Day weekend of 2006. And we first, we got here, I think it was like on a Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And at the time, we didn't have a Sunday show to do. And then Monday, we didn't quite have the studio put together in time, so we weren't able to do a Monday show. So we only missed one show. We did our show in Florida on, like, Saturday or Friday. I think it was Saturday. No, like, we got here on Monday. That's what it was. We got here Monday because it took us more than 24 hours to drive up from Florida. We had everything packed up in the truck with the exception of the studio equipment. Did one final show from our Florida studio on that Saturday evening. Mm-hmm. Packed up the studio that night, hit the road, and drove 26 hours straight up from Florida. Didn't, like I said, we didn't quite have it ready in time for a Monday night, but we were on the next day. So it was that Tuesday. So
only 26 hours?
It was about 26 hours. We didn't stop.
That I took me 26 from Tennessee.
Well, we didn't. I mean, roughly. Okay. Let's say roughly 26 hours. We didn't go to a hotel or pull over to sleep or anything
right,
like
right,
that.
Right. So what you're saying is,
stop except
in
for gas.
15 years, Free Talk Live has not aired two of those nights?
There's a couple nights, yeah, where we weren't on the air. But
that's pretty good.
So, yeah, hooray for us. We're here here for quite a while. And it's just the fun's just getting started here in New Hampshire. Did you see the news, Conan, about the secret letter? The secret.
Oh, they're putting their coalesce. They're putting their team together. They're going to start working on a strategy to fight those pesky Free Staters who are taking over.
Yeah, I mean the same people who for years had said, "Oh, you'll never amount to anything, you Free Staters," are now having secret meetings to talk
strategize.
About. Yeah, to address the quote. Profound Free State influence.
They got representatives from all over the state coming, and mm-hmm. they got the, I think
mayors.
They got the mayor of Nashua,
mm-hmm.
Mayor of Berlin.
They're calling us a threat to municipal elections.
Well, we are.
Yeah, I love it. And it's just, it's amazing that now finally, you know, things are really getting rolling here. We've got Free Staters who've been elected to various different House seats. And they're doing things that are getting attention. They're doing things that are making an impact. And they're working their way through the awful political system. They've really had some tremendous successes. And we're just getting started. This whole Free State Project thing, the five-year move window just ended this year. It's so, like, it's on now.
Right, right.
Right?
Yeah, for all you movers out there, you people who are wanting to get out of California or whatever hellhole you live in, and you're looking at Texas, I know you are.
It's bad.
You might also consider New Hampshire, and it's not that cold. Let me just tell you.
I mean, it does get cold.
I mean, here we are. We're topless Tuesday.
It's the middle of summer, though.
Yeah.
Well, the end of summer. It's still pretty warm out there. And it does get cold here, but luckily they make heat.
That's right.
Heat in all kinds of forms.
Wouldn't you know it?
Up here, as a matter of fact.
And hey, global warming, if it's real, this is the place
we'll
you
benefit.
Want. This is the place you want to be.
There's a real warmth, too, to being around people that actually care about freedom.
Oh, absolutely.
That's the real win here.
Being able to be with like-minded people who aren't going to get triggered at whatever you say. You start talking politics or religion. We talk politics and religion all the time, by the way.
Well, sure. You mean off the air? Yeah.
Even off the air. But, I mean, it's really nice to not end in a screaming match because, well, sometimes you and Mark do, but, I mean, you...
But I haven't had a chance to talk to Mark in any decent amount of time.
It's really...
From talking to him.
It's just so healthy to be with, you know, people who aren't crazy. And it really seems like there's a lot of crazy people out there right now, and just they're poisonous.
Tremendous number. If you believe the polls, and there's good reasons not to, but you can look around yourself and see where you're at and what people are doing and how they're behaving wherever it is you happen to live. And if it's uncomfortable for you to be around a bunch of people who love the government, they love authoritarianism, they love telling people what to do, they love being told what to do, then get the hell out of that place and come to a place where there's more people like us. Where there's an actual intentional community of people who are not going to put up with mandatory quarantine camps, who, in point of fact, the state reps have already prohibited government-mandated vaccine passports.
Yep.
That is prohibited here in New Hampshire. Now, it's not to say that a company couldn't require you to get a vaccine, like if you work for them or something, but you can always quit that
always
job.
Always quit.
Right?
And the way that, looking at the job market, it's not like you can't go get another job.
Get any job you want to right now. I mean, as long as it's, you don't have to have some special skill or whatever. But even those jobs are hiring.
Even those jobs will probably train you.
Yeah. So, one more video here from Australia. This one is some bureaucrat in the Victoria state government. He's sitting in front of a sign that says, Voices for Vaccine. He's got one of those backdrops. Like you're in front of a step-and-repeat backdrop right now if you're watching on our cams over at freetalklive.com. You see Conan there. This guy's got a Victoria state government and Voices for Vaccine backdrop. Here's what he has to say.
From a situation where, to protect the health system, we've got everybody locked down, we're going to move to a situation where...
To protect the health system, we have everybody locked down. It's not even about protecting you. It's not about protecting your neighbors. It's about protecting the health system.
To protect the health system, we're going to lock out people who are not vaccinated and can be. If you're making the choice not to get vaccinated, then you're making the wrong choice. You're making the wrong choice.
They're going to lock out people who choose not to get vaccinated to protect the health system.
The health system. Yeah, this is an old meme. This is not this is nothing new. And this will happen in some places. This will absolutely happen in some places where you won't be able to shop. You won't be able to go get groceries.
Yeah. You're not going to be able to go into the hospital specifically.
Because of tyrants like this guy.
Yeah. But it's for your safety. So.
And for safety's sake, and for the back to that point about how much work our nurses have to do, as this becomes absolutely a pandemic of the unvaccinated, and we open...
Even though the vaccinated can spread this stuff, and some people are saying the vaccinated are more likely to be spreaders of it.
Super spreaders.
Yeah.
And you know what? About the whole nurse meme, the whole overworked nurses, how many of those hospitals are overworking the nurses because half of them quit, you idiot tyrant, because they're not going to deal with your mandate.
You know, they're sick and tired of all this BS.
Everything up, it's not going to be safe for people who are not vaccinated to be roaming around the place spreading the virus. That's what they'll be doing. So there's every reason.
It's not
everybody.
Going to be safe.
Everybody is spreading the virus.
Yeah.
According to the science.
But they're going to treat the unvaccinated differently. They're going to tell. That's what they're setting up here. Is they've allowed people to have a brief stint out. Like right now, it's wintertime in Australia, but here in the U.S., they've allowed people to have a stint out. Oh, you can go out. You can
no more masks.
Yeah, no masks. You can go out and party again. You can go out to, your concerts and have fun. And then they're going to take it away again. And they're going to say, okay, look.
Oh, yeah, the new variant. Moo. Yeah, Moo might be the next killer.
And they're going to say, look, you better get the vaccine or else you're not going to be able to go back out to these things. They're going to create two different levels of society, and he actually says that here. So what they're doing right now in Australia is likely what they intend to do here in the U.S. I hope I'm wrong about that, but I see no reason to predict otherwise.
Every reason to get vaccinated. And there are appointments available, and there'll be even more appointments available throughout September, October, November. Let's get to those thresholds as fast as we possibly can. But yes, there's going to be a vaccinated economy, and you get to participate in that if you are vaccinated.
There it is. And you know, it's been almost a year since we've had this vaccine. It's been, nine months?
Yeah, roughly.
And they're still pushing this as hard as they can, like they think that you and I are going to get vaccinated. We're just going to wake up one morning and change our minds. Like, you know what? I've been thinking about it. It's been really bothering me. I do want to save grandma. I think I'm going to go get vaccinated today. No. That almost the half of the U.S. population who hasn't gotten vaccinated yet, they're not going to. Even if you push it, and if they try pushing some of this, pushing that nonsense here in the States, and actually basically outlawing half of the U.S. population from being able to do anything? Oh, wow. Oh, it's gonna come crumbling down. It's gonna be that's not gonna work.
We will continue this here, and you can share your thoughts as well. 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. What they're trying to do to get people to change their minds is use social pressure. I'll explain that coming up here in moments. It's Free Talk Live.
Millions of Americans are preparing for food shortages. No wonder, with increasing bizarre news headlines, water shortages, and the trucking crisis, we're seeing the early warning signs. Food shortages can happen overnight, catching you completely by surprise. That's why it makes good sense to secure some emergency food kits while you can. Emergency food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage, unlike grocery store food that goes bad fast. The company to trust is My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families in recent years. Our food kits give you over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs under stress to survive. We ship fast and discreet to your door. You'll have your food within days, too, not weeks or months. Our mission is your survival, and our food could definitely be a lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. So don't wait. It's time to act. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
This is Talk Live. The number here is 603-283-6160. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Conan.
And you can join us. You can bring up anything that happens to be on your mind. That is the point here on Free Talk Live. Also, Free Talk Live was the first major radio show to tell the world about Bitcoin. Where were you when the crypto revolution first began? Did you end up buying some back then? Well, now it's more than a decade later, and a new generation of cryptocurrency is hoping to change the world again. If you listened last year, you heard us talking about Intercoin, a new cryptocurrency to help unite local communities and businesses, make their economies stronger, all without having to rely on the state. Intercoin team members already built apps that have reached 9 million users in dozens of countries around the world, and Intercoin is launching worldwide. Anywhere you live, this is your chance to buy Intercoin using your favorite Ethereum wallet by going to exchanges like Uniswap. Using Intercoin, you can even launch your own cryptocurrency for your own members and customers under your own brand. If you want to learn more, you can go to intercoin.org, and you can follow the steps to get some Intercoin for yourself. Be part of the next generation of cryptocurrency, and this time, you heard it here, intercoin.org. So we're looking, again, in some detail at what's happening in Australia with the quarantine facilities. That took a good first hour of the program.
And this is important, too, to go to cover Australia and New Zealand, because they are experiencing what is coming to this to our great city on the side of the mountain.
I hope we're wrong about that, Conan, but all indicators suggest that they're going to pull the exact same plot. I mean, look how similar all of the government responses were to this COVID thing all around the planet. It's almost like these government executives get together on, like, conferences every year and talk about what their plans are.
You mean like the Democrats in this state are doing, you know, strategizing against the free staters?
I meant like, well, there's that. That's like a local version. But yeah, I meant
yeah,
like,
well, they're going to do it in a local version. You know they're doing
Bilderberg
it the next level up.
Davos or the G20 or whatever. Like all these bureaucrats and politicians.
Putting conspiracies together. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. It's not a theory. They're doing it. They're this is what powerful people do.
So I was curious, like, well, because we had mentioned before on this show that the New South Wales specifically, which is one of the most locked down states in Australia, it's been locked down basically since, I think, July, June, late June, early July, something like that.
With what, like 4 cases total since then?
There have been more than that since then, I believe, but it was only one case that caused the lockdown in the first place.
And they found a couple after that.
Yeah. And there have been others since, because obviously this stuff spreads during lockdown. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if people are locked down or not. Anyway.
Or vaccinated.
Right, as we've discovered. So there was there was audio or video that we played previously of one of these bureaucrats in New South Wales talking about how at 70% of people who've been fully vaccinated, that they would allow some more freedoms. They would ease the restrictions at 70%. At 80%, you will be given significant freedoms if you have the vaccine. Now, of course, as we just heard, they're going to have two different economies. There's going to be the economy for the vaccinated. You get to go out and do things. And then there'll be the other unvaccinated people who will be highly restricted. That's what they're laying down. That's what their plan is. That was the guy in Victoria State, which is just to the south of New South Wales.
And by the way, that's their current version of fully vaccinated, because you know the boosters are coming.
Oh, yeah. Yo, I think Israel just required a fourth booster. Didn't I hear? I think I saw that. It was on Drudge Report.
I think you're right.
Yeah. So,
I mean, what do you... And by the way, our numbers... So the differences of why this might not actually come to here... It's not going to come... It might not come to New Hampshire, but it might come to New York.
California?
The difference, though, is that we have more of our populace are vaccinated than Australia and New Zealand.
I was surprised about that. That was interesting.
And we have guns.
That is true as well. So, and so I was curious as to how much, and I'm surprised also that Google doesn't break it down by state. Normally, Google's got, like, all the data on this. And they don't break it down by state, but according to a report at news.com.au, this was posted 2 days ago, New South Wales hits a virus milestone of 40% of the eligible residents who are fully vaccinated.
That's Alabama levels.
Yeah,
Virginia levels.
And that means that these people, if this woman who's running the show over there, Gladys Berejiklian, she's saying they're only going to get reduced restrictions at 70%. They got a ways to go. How long are these people going to be on lockdown? How long can the economy, which must barely be moving at this point because most people cannot go to work.
Yeah, it doesn't help when all the truckies are blocking roads every day.
How long can this economy hold out? So there's some pressure on people to get the vaccine, but obviously it isn't working. There's not a huge run-up. I guess to be fair, when Google charts, you know, they chart over time how many people got the vaccine, it is still going up. So it hasn't peaked or it hasn't plateaued off like a lot of the U.S. states have plateaued.
Correct.
You go and you pull up various different U.S. states, it's not going up. It's just...
And those are the people I'm talking about in the last segment. Is like, you know, who are you trying to impress? You're not going to get us. You're not going to win us over. You're not going to you're not going to win me over with a beer or some donuts or a lottery ticket.
Not going to work.
I'm done with it. Yep. So, I mean, you can just stop. Just stop.
They're not going to stop.
Well...
And that's part of the plan here is why we need to get people who care about freedom together in one place. Because the more of us there are, refuseniks, the more of us who are saying no.
Refuseniks.
Yeah, saying no and unwilling to cooperate with this BS, the stronger our position is, the less likely they're able to mess with us. And so kudos to the folks there in Australia who are not participating in this vaccine. The right now 60% of the population that has not gotten both shots. Now, I don't know offhand how many people have gotten one dose there in New South Wales. But again, they're saying they're not going to open up the society at all. They will not ease restrictions at all until 70%. And so that's going to be part of the social pressure on people. Not only are they're being pressured because they're being held in lockdown, but also their friends who are obedient are going to pressure them. They're going to say, look, we're so close. You know, well, it'll get to 50% or something like that. But look, we're so close, Conan. We just need you to go out and get your jab. Just go get the jab so we can all get out and we can be free again.
You have doctors and nurses in our country who could care. It's really curious how they really stand on this, what they really think and believe. But there's one thing that's true, and that is that they're tired of it. They're tired of the regulations. They're tired of dealing with, you know, the... all of the issues that we've been dealing with for the past year. And so they are pressuring their employees and their, you know, their staff members and, you know, to take the vaccine so that we can go back to normal. That's how they get you.
Berejiklian hasn't even revealed what freedoms will be introduced when 70% of residents are fully vaccinated. So they're not even really even dangling the carrot meaningfully. She's just saying you'll have more freedoms once we get to 70%.
Really?
That's what she says.
2 weeks to flatten the curve?
Yeah. Oh, no, she's saying October is the month where all of us will feel relief and that we're on the home stretch, she says.
Mm.
Well, is that because wintertime's over? It's going to be springtime at that point in Australia? She says, once we get over the peak number of cases, people will feel more positive. Residents will turn their minds to preparing children to go to school, people enjoying those things in life we have not been able to do for a long time. Do they not have their kids in school during... the winter time there? Is it also like...
I don't know. Australians, call in and tell us.
Yeah.
Tell us why Hogan left. Why did Paul Hogan leave you guys?
We got more coming up. We'll get an update here from the United States. You've got a Fauci update, Conan. Yeah, it turns out he told... Well, this isn't a surprise. He lied. Again.
Again.
Again. And he's been caught. Again. And you'll explain that coming up here in moments. You can also join us. The number is 603-283-6160 here on Free Talk Live.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
U.S. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
1 week after Hurricane Ida battered New York and New Jersey, President Biden on Tuesday visited the two states to survey the damage. The devastating storm leaving at least 50 people dead in the Northeast and causing historic flooding in the region. The president, speaking in Queens, New York, about his administration working to combat climate change to better prepare for these deadly storms.
My message to everyone grappling with this devastation is we're here, we're not going home till this gets done. We're going to continue to shout to get real progress here.
The accused mastermind of the 9/11 terrorist attacks is making his first appearance in court in over a year. Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and four co-defendants are going through the justice system after a series of delays, including the coronavirus pandemic. USA Radio News. Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott signs into law the state's election reform bill after months of delay. Governor Abbott saying he expects the new law will have some legal challenges.
Whenever laws like this are passed, the first thing the Democrats do is they run to the courthouse and try to challenge it. I feel extremely confident that when this law makes it through the litigation phase, it will be upheld.
Texas Democratic lawmakers delayed the passage of the bill by skipping town on the special sessions and traveling to Washington, D.C. to speak out against it. There's an effort underway to educate children about 9/11 with the 20th anniversary of the terrorist attacks on Saturday. The 9/11 Memorial and Museum launched a fund to support its educational programs. The museum has a website that features 9/11 lesson plans and webinars to give teachers a guide on teaching it in the classrooms. USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live, the number 603-283-6160. We've been talking about the various different quarantine camps in Australia and restrictions on the populace there. Our prediction is it's coming here to the United States. Just wait till it starts to get cold.
Oh, yeah.
Wait till the flu season kicks back into gear.
All these vaccinated with their low immune system, which is what the vaccine does to you. It you know, hits you up, puts you in a position where, you know, if a wild strain, another strain comes through, a wild variant comes through, and or, you know,
coming.
It's coming.
Moo.
Moo.
So, you've got a story about here in the United States, though, Conan, because it's not all about Australia. As I mentioned earlier, the federal government, Biden, is going to be announcing a plan coming up on Thursday to deal with the Delta variant, a six-point plan. So, I don't think they've revealed all the points yet in advance, so I'm sure we'll have something to talk about a little bit later on this week. But what's he been caught at?
Well, Fauci? I mean, so all this week, And actually, about the last 2 weeks, have you heard about the dewormer,
Joe Rogan, the dewormer? Yeah.
And that is the meme of the week, where it's like, look at these MAGA, look at these stupid anti-vaxxers going to Tractor Supply and buying a horse dewormer, and they're eating it, and they're overdosing. That's been, on every news channel,
it's fake news too, right?
Oh, it's absolutely fake news, because you had this one guy who's talking about the emergency vehicles are lined up around the block. Because you got these people overdosing on ivermectin who are taking up beds.
Yeah, well,
it was an absolute lie, by the way.
Yeah, I think it was Rolling Stone that got called out by the actual hospital that they claimed was dealing with.
Yeah, the hospital's like, no, none of that's happening.
Amazing.
This guy doesn't even work with ivermectin patients.
Wow.
So yeah, that's been the meme of the week. And of course, if you haven't been living under a rock, you probably know that Fauci has been going toe to toe with Rand Paul. That's the good. Ron Paul's son.
Still, they're still going at it.
Well, I mean, the guy lied.
Yeah.
The guy called Rand Paul, he called him a conspiracy theorist.
Wow.
He called him a loony. And so he basically lied about the gain-of-function Wuhan connection.
What is that?
Well,
gain-of-function?
Well, let's get into this article. Yeah. Senator Rand Paul, Republican of Kentucky. This is a Fox News article. The good article, the long, lengthy article that talks about gain of function is the Intercept. Mm. That's an article from yesterday. It's pretty good. Maybe I'll put it in the our social.
Yeah. Okay.
So Rand Paul says newly public documents revealing the extent of U.S. funding the coronavirus research in Wuhan, China show that National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Disease, NIAID, head Dr. Anthony Fauci lied during his previous testimony to Congress. Fauci has adamantly denied that the National Institute of Health funded gain-of-function research in Wuhan.
Aren't you sworn in front of Congress?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. This is criminal.
Yeah, I bet you he's not going to get charged with anything, though.
Compared with his connection to AIDS, for the last 40 years, I don't think anything's going to happen to this guy.
No, of course not. He's protected.
So he adamantly.
You and I would go to prison.
Oh yeah, we would forever. He adamantly denied any connection to the research in Wuhan. Paul blasted Fauci in a Tuesday tweet saying that the NIAID director lied again. And I was right about his agency, quote, funding novel coronavirus research at Wuhan, Paul said. This in response to a tweet to Richard Ebert. New released documents provide details of U.S.-funded research on coronavirus at the Wuhan Institute of Virology. The Intercept has obtained more than 900 pages of documents detailing work of EcoHealth Alliance at the Chinese lab. Hmm. So the big back and forth has been semantics. Fauci didn't take out his wallet and pay to have money sent to Wuhan to fund this, but it in fact was through other ports. From the Intercept yesterday.
You say Fauci? You mean the agency that he works for?
NIH and NIAID.
Okay.
It looks like he was EcoHealth Alliance.
So there was a shell game. There was some sort of shell game.
Absolutely. Yeah. But Fauci's like, no, you're lying. No, you're a conspiracy theorist. I did not have anything to do with this gain of function research.
It wasn't me. It was this unrelated corporation over here that I control.
Right. Exactly.
But I don't.
Because it's not my name. But it is, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Paul's tweet followed a story in The Intercept that revealed the U.S. government pumped $3.1 million into American health organization EcoHealth Alliance to back bat corona research at Wuhan Institute of Virology. According to the report, almost $600,000 of that federal money was partially used by the Institute of Virology to find and alter bat coronavirus that could jump to humans and infect them. Additionally, the documents revealed that experimental research on genetically engineered mice with human cell receptors was conducted at the Wuhan University Center for Animal Experiment and not the Wuhan Institute of Virology, as previously thought. Quote, the documents make it clear that assertions by the NIH Director Francis Collins, that's Fauci's boss, and the NIAID director, Anthony Fauci, that the NIH did not support gain-of-function research or potential pandemic pathogen enhancement And those are untruthful. Rutgers University chemical biology professor Richard Ebright wrote in a Tuesday Twitter thread.
So they were developing something specifically to allow bats to infect humans.
They were beefing up coronavirus, a virus, with the sole intent of making it stronger. And they said that they didn't. And for whatever, and that's a whole other argument too. Is like why is this even acceptable? By the way, it's not, and that's why they moved it to China.
Mm.
But the people out there who, these scientists, Fauci is one of them, he's all about gain of function. He's all about beefing up these viruses, and it's like, why would you want to do that?
Yeah, it's clearly not about keeping people safe, if that's the case.
Yeah, right? Well, they say it's all about science. It's all about, you know, we have to create a stronger variant so that we could, you know, run tests, do studies.
Why?
Because it's, exactly.
Because they want it to be released. They want people to get sick. They want to have an excuse to have a medical police state.
I won't go that far, but it sure has worked in their favor, hasn't it? If that's in fact what happened. Maybe they didn't intentionally release it.
Why not go that far? I mean, it's the government. They do evil things.
Well,
they subjected people to various different horrifying testing.
In this case, it's not just government, but it's a moneymaker. Mm-hmm. It's a great moneymaker. Look at what Pfizer has made.
Pfizer, yeah.
Look at what Fauci has made. He has patents on all this stuff.
Yep.
Paul and Fauci, both medical doctors by training, have not minced words when butting heads with each other. The Kentucky Republican accused Fauci of lying about gain-of-function research during a July hearing on the COVID-19 Delta variant.
They're both doctors, but only one of them is in a political position of significant power, and that's Fauci.
Correct, and he knows people. He knows people.
So he's a politician worse than Rand Paul. I mean, Rand Paul's a politician, too. But he's just one of 50. He's not the head of some sort of government bureaucracy that has tremendous influence and a huge budget.
Yeah, and he's Ron's son, and he gets points for that.
Yeah, he's all right.
Even though we usually blast Rand for being the Republican that he is.
When he's right, he's right, and he's right on this one.
Fauci says, "I have never lied before Congress, and I do not retract that statement." He added that the research Paul referenced was judged by qualified staff up and down the chain as not being gain of function. Fauci added, "You do not know what you're talking about, quite frankly, and I want to say that officially." Paul's response was that the NIH's judgment defines a way work that essentially was gain-of-function research. So, yeah.
So they changed the way they define it, and so therefore it's quote-unquote not gain-of-function?
Yeah, correct.
Okay. Typical government stuff, right? Like, oh, we'll just change the definition of this word.
You're dancing around this because you're not, or because you're trying to obscure responsibility, Paul added. So we'll see where this goes. This is brand.
You'll never be held responsible.
Brand spanking new info.
Where it's going to go. It's going to go nowhere. It'll make some headlines. Fauci's going to stay right in his sweet little position. He's going to keep getting paid, and he's going to keep coming up with these policies that are going to restrict people's freedoms.
He's going to still be the front runner on all these media stations.
Yep, they're a little darling.
They're a little darling. Everyone loves him.
603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. If you want to weigh in here, you can join us. Take control of the airwaves here on Free Talk Live.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here
on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, Mimi. It's such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, Al, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live. If you want to join the show, you can. The number here is 603-283-6160. With you tonight, it's Ian
and Conan.
Don't forget, you can join us online. Head over to freetalklive.com. You can get interactive in a variety of different ways. Our chat server is available to you. It is a Matrix server, which means we are running the thing. And it is also, because it's Matrix, it is connected with the other Matrix chat servers, which means if you already have a Matrix account from somewhere else, you can join some of the rooms on our server. Or if you don't have a Matrix account, you can just join ours. Go to chat.freetalklive.com. That'll take you to a page with instructions on how to get started. There's, you know, you do need to follow a few steps to get in. You got to download a client and set up an account and all that. But then you can interact with other Free Talk Live listeners. You can create your own chat rooms if you want, or join the ones that are already there created by other listeners like you. Head over to chat.freetalklive.com. I know I mentioned this story on the air, I think sometime last week, but we never got to it. CNBC reporting that Social Security's so-called trust funds are projected to run out of money even sooner than the government expected.
Shocker.
And you know what? They're blaming it on COVID.
Of course they are. They're blaming everything on COVID. This is all about the Great Reset. This is all about Build Back Better. You've got to break it before you can build back better.
The Social Security Trust Fund most Americans rely on for their retirement. Hey, here's a suggestion. Stop planning on that. If you're planning on relying on Social Security,
especially if you're our age,
you should stop.
You might, if you're an older person, you might get a couple years out of this. But you know what? It's the system's broke. I haven't been expecting this for the last two decades. I'm like, I woke up a long time ago
it's
about
gone.
This.
Yep. It'll run out of money in 12 years, 1 year sooner than expected, according to an annual government report published Tuesday. The outlook, aggravated by the COVID pandemic, also threatens to shrink retirement payments and increase health care costs for older Americans. And, of course, this is their old trick, is if Social Security is running out of money, they can increase taxes. or they can cut benefits. And so that's already what they're setting the stage for here is, hey, look, you know, we're just going to have to cut your benefits. Sorry. Oh, and by the way, we're printing out more money at the same time. Yeah,
and what are you going to do, complain?
Yeah.
What are you going to do, fire us?
So because they're even if they kept the benefits the same, it wouldn't buy as much 12 years from now as it buys today, and it's not buying today what it bought, you know, 12 years ago because the government gang keeps on printing money, and they're not slowing that down. In fact, I saw a number the other night.
They've ramped it up.
Yeah. And I saw a number the other night that it was like $29 trillion have been printed in globally. So taking all the central banks together and looking at not just the U.S., which has been several trillion over the last year or so, but Japan and China and, you know, elsewhere, wherever you can get the numbers from, it's a tremendous amount of money that's been pumped into circulation. And, of course, that just results in prices going up. Every single time. The Treasury Department oversees two Social Security funds, the Old Age and Survivors Insurance and Disability Insurance Trust Funds. Those programs are designed to provide a source of income, respectively, to former workers who have retired at the end of their careers or to those who cannot work due to a disability. Officials say that Old Age and Survivors Trust Fund is now able to pay scheduled benefits until 2033, which is 1 year earlier than they reported last year. The Disability Insurance Fund is estimated to be adequately funded through 2057, 8 years earlier than the report published just last year.
And 2033 is when it goes down to 75% of payout?
I don't know.
Because I don't think it fails 100%.
I don't have those numbers. That's not mentioned here. But they're ratcheting back the numbers already on this, and if it's been ratcheted back a year compared to last year, what's it going to be next year? And there's no reason to think that the target is going to stay in place at 2033. There's no reason to believe that that's going to be the case. The two funds are separate under the law, though the Treasury Department said hypothetical combined funds would be able to pay scheduled benefits on a timely basis until 2034.
Yeah, it was 2034, now it's 33, I guess, and that would your payout would go down to 78% of what you were making.
Senior administration officials said in a press briefing Tuesday afternoon that a spike in deaths among retirement-age Americans in 2020 helped keep the program's costs lower than projected.
It's almost like, I don't know, them old people, them eaters.
Tax eaters, you mean?
Tax eaters, they're killing the system. Wouldn't it be nice if something that only really afflicts old people would come around?
Yeah.
Maybe like that.
Like COVID,
yeah,
you mean?
Maybe.
They added
just the
ultimate law. Although, to be fair, it doesn't really afflict old people. It afflicts old people that have comorbidities, right? Like, if you're an old person and relatively healthy, you're probably still going to be, like, odds are strong that you're going to beat COVID if you come down with it.
Also, yeah, any comorbidities, it's hurting the medical system, as Ozzy put it. You have these medical eaters and these tax eaters, and they're not helping the system.
So they do have an incentive to get rid of those people.
They do, absolutely.
They added that in the ultimate long-term impact of a coronavirus is less clear as costs and revenues return to their extended forecast. The Treasury Department says that it estimates the level of worker productivity, and just thus, GDP is assumed to be permanently lowered by 1%, even as they are projected to resume their pre-pandemic trajectories. Well, clearly there are a lot of people who are not working right now. I mean, we've seen this all over the place. You mentioned earlier, Conan, that there's a tremendous amount of hiring going on.
Absolutely. The flyers are everywhere.
Everywhere. You look at one business and it says they're hiring, turn around and look at the next one. They're hiring too. And the one across the street is hiring as well. I mean, I'm telling you, it's rare that a business is not hiring. That is the situation, at least here in New Hampshire.
Yeah, and I thought the benefits were cut off here in New Hampshire.
The unemployment benefits?
Yeah.
I don't know.
It was like $300 a week or something? It just got turned off?
For sure. I don't know if it's off.
So what are these people doing? Unless we've talked about this, unless they're back at mom and dad's house living in the basement.
That's happening. Now, of course, the moratorium on evictions has ended, and I believe that affects New Hampshire. I don't think that New Hampshire has its own state moratorium. It's states like California and Oregon or something like that.
And I haven't really seen any local articles dealing with that, local renters, local landlords having to deal with this. But, I mean, I know it's out there.
Oh, it's got to be.
People just decided, you know, 6 months ago, they're like, hey, you know what? If I don't have to pay, I won't. I'm going to get that flat screen that I always wanted.
So if people aren't working And it seems like some people aren't working. Some significant portion of people are not working. Now, now New Hampshire's economy seems to be pretty strong as far as its comeback is
concerned. Already had really low unemployment numbers before all this started.
And we still do. And now, of course, unemployment numbers don't count people that aren't looking for work, from what I understand.
Right.
So they're not exactly honest. But nonetheless, you know, if people aren't working who previously were working, doesn't that mean Social Security will collect less revenue?
Absolutely.
Right? It's all coming from paychecks.
Well, they just extended it 1 year or lessened it by 1 year. I'm sure that they're right. You know, maybe it was they're blaming it on COVID.
Mm-hmm.
I'm blaming on regulations, on policy, bad policy.
Of course.
That's what really is keeping people from going back to work. And some of it's fear of this silly virus.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, I believe it. Less Social Security. They're putting less into the pool. So, yeah.
But the people who are using it are still taking it out.
Absolutely.
So it's going to run out sooner than they think, sooner than they're saying right now, likely. And they're acting like, oh, yeah, everything's going to go back to normal. No.
This isn't about normal. This isn't about
new
the old normal. This is about the new normal.
Yeah. Now, that's not to say that they won't bail out Social Security in the last
with
minute,
what
right?
money?
They'll print it.
What do you think it's going to be like in 10 years?
I don't know.
2033.
I hope that New Hampshire isn't part of the union anymore in 10 years to find out.
You know, secession in this country is growing. It's not just New Hampshire talking about it.
No.
Not just Texas talking about it. Of course, in Northern California.
Yeah.
There are a lot of people who are, hey, this isn't benefiting us.
No, there's one way out. That's to break up.
I want a divorce.
Yeah, you got to get an abusive partner. You got to walk away.
Yep.
You're not going to change him. Or her, because a lot of times it's the lady. But you're not going to change them, so you got to walk. Going on here with the story, though, they talk about doctors, nursing homes would not receive their full compensations from Medicare as of 2026. They say that there was no change from last year's projection that the Medicare's hospital insurance fund would be depleted in 2026. At that point, these different people that are taking money from Medicare would not receive their full compensation from Medicare, and patients would likely bear the responsibility for any cuts to coverage. So all of a sudden, they're going to leave sick people out in the cold.
Death panels. Death panels are coming.
Yeah, that's scary stuff.
You can't pay? Well, I mean, yeah, you can get on a waiting list. Maybe someone will, you know, donate the money to you. Maybe some program will get created in that time. But other than that, if you can't pay, sorry.
Yeah, and if they crank up taxes on people, that's just going to drive people out of the workplace as well. It's going to drive people out of the country. People are already leaving the United States in large numbers over the last several years. There's large numbers of expatriation.
What other plantation are they going to go to, though? Unless you're Mark, you're going to go to some island.
I mean, there's a lot of plantations out there, and some of them will tax you less.
Well, I know one plantation I'm not going to, and that's Australia.
No doubt about it. 603-283-6160. Your thoughts on the not-so-bright financial future here for these government programs. Hour 3's coming up.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at Wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.